Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
That's Jewel on WRCL.
Happy trails.
This is Phil Neese saying happy trails to you until we talk again later.
Until we meet again.
Thank you so much for joining us. Up next, our news update at 9, sponsored by the Phoenix Center. Family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Alleged CEO shooter Luigi Mangione expected to be extradited to New York from Pennsylvania, where he was caught on Monday with police say a fake ID, an untraceable gun, and a three-page document he is believed to have written kept in his backpack. Mangione, valedictorian of his 2016 high school class, this classmate shocked at the murder charge.
Really not a problematic kid in high school. He never really got in trouble, wasn't attention-seeking or anything like that. Just a bright kid with a bright future.
His voice altered for privacy. Fast-moving wildfire in Malibu, California, spreading rapidly on the hillsides a few miles from Pepperdine University. Seamus Hawkins grew up nearby.
Pretty crazy. It's like my first time seeing it, like a big fire like this up close. I'm just hoping that my grandparents' house is good.
The situation in Syria is still being monitored following the rebel overthrow of the government this week. This is ABC News. The long-running corruption trial against Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu resumes today in Tel Aviv with Netanyahu's return to the stand.
Benjamin Netanyahu arriving at the Tel Aviv courthouse where he's set to take the stand and begin giving weeks of testimony in his corruption trial, a trial that is resumed in the midst of the Gaza war. Netanyahu becoming the first sitting Israeli Prime Minister to stand trial. He faces charges of bribery, fraud, and breach of trust in three separate cases. Netanyahu has staunchly denied any wrongdoing, calling the trial a, quote, witch hunt. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
A Wisconsin man has been arrested for allegedly murdering his neighbor back in April and dumping the body behind their apartment complex. The man reportedly had the neighbor at the top of a hit list that included several other unharmed targets. Boeing laying off 900 workers this week, the first of its planned 10% workforce reduction. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The old saying goes, the more things change, the more they stay the same. Sure applies to the Phoenix Center. The Bowling Alley has been the go-to for good times and great food for generations in Richland County. It's where good friends become better friends and good times become awesome memories. From a delicious pizza to bowling to a conversation over your favorite drink, the Phoenix Center in Richland Center is the right choice every time. The Phoenix Center. Call 649-7469.
Thanks to the Schultz Mortgage Team for sponsoring WRCO Hometown Weather Watch. Call 608-738-8765 to learn how you can buy a home with less than 20% down.
A high of 30 today with northwest winds at 8 to 15. Tonight, 19 with flurries possible. Wednesday, 25 with scattered snow showers by late morning. A dusting to a half inch possible. Wednesday night, negative 2. Thursday, 10 for a high. Friday, 25 with travel possibly difficult on Friday night with 3 to 5 inches of accumulation of snow possible.
You can join WRCO-FM on Facebook. Get the latest news, sports, and more every day. Visit with our staff, hear about community events, see awesomely funny Throwback Thursday stories, get the latest news, weather, and sports, participate in upcoming Facebook-only contests, and more. Simply go to Facebook.com and search WRCO Radio or visit Facebook.com/WRCO AM FM. It's just that easy to connect with us from Facebook.com and WRCO-FM.
Season's greetings from Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists. May your holiday season be filled with happiness, health, and safety.
want to do it right away.
This holiday season, let your business grow with WRCO Radio, the place to go. Affordable rates and results that are clear. We'll connect you to customers far and near. With Henry, your ads will delight. He'll make them sparkle like holiday lights. Promote your sales, events, or cheer, and wrap up success to end the year. Call 647-2111 today. It's your time. Let Henry make your business shine.
Hey, Coach Johnson here, and I'm here to share with you some great news. I've been doing health coaching for nearly 4 years now, and I have to tell you, the company I work with has the best deal of the year, and I would even say it's been the best since I've been with them. So contact Coach Johnson at 604-7751 or direct message me on Facebook. The offer ends December 15th, so reach out today. And in light of the holiday spirit, I will personally add to the discount as a Christmas bonus gift. Remember, deal ends December 15th, and you can reach me at 608-604-7751 or find me, Jamie Johnson, on Facebook.
The Richland County Performing Arts Council presents Maggie May's Country Christmas Concert December 15th at the Richland Center City Auditorium.
It's Christmas time and I can't wait.
Join us for an afternoon of festive fun at Maggie May's Country Christmas Concert. Let's celebrate the season together with some toe-tapping tunes and some great holiday classics. See you there! Get your tickets at Eventbrite.com or RCPAC.org for Maggie May's Country Christmas Concert at the Richland Center City Auditorium.
WRCO Studios, proudly sponsored by the Richland Family Restaurant. Fill up with something delicious.
Welcome to our morning show on WRCO Radio, and we are here to talk about the upcoming Maggie May's Country Christmas Concert in Richland Center. Thanks for joining us today. We have in the studio the treasurer of Richland County Performing Arts Council, Mick Cosgrove, and the secretary, Robin Cosgrove, joining us. And if we can make all the buttons work, we have Maggie May on the line with us. Maggie, are you there? Evidently, Maggie, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
There you are. Okay. Make sure that I put the right button, and I think we've got it figured out here. I've only been on the air here 38 years, so I'm figuring it out now, Maggie. Good to hear from you. So tell us a little bit about your show that's coming up.
Oh, well, pretty excited to be back in Richland Center. Haven't been there for several years, and we're going to be doing our first Christmas show that we've done in several years. I think the last time I did a show was in 2018, and we're just pretty excited to be coming to Richland Center.
Are you doing a number of Christmas shows this year, Maggie?
No, I only did one other one. It was a dinner-type show, but this will be the first auditorium-type show that we're going to be doing. And the band, they pick up where they left off. They're just that good.
I bet they are. So tell us a little bit about the Sawmill Creek Band.
Well, it's the same band that I've had for many years. We just changed our name after COVID, and I started singing again. I moved where I used to live in Oxford, Wisconsin, but I moved down towards Blue Mound, Blanchardville area, and started to do outdoor concerts there. And the name of our farm is called the Sawmill Creek Farm. So we decided to change the name of the band, and the guys all agreed to it. So.
And you'll have Eric Knopfsinger there again, is that correct? You'll have Eric Knopfsinger there?
Oh, for sure. Wouldn't have a show without him.
He's got a lot of fans around here, that's for sure.
Oh, I know. I've been really blessed to work with Eric, and not just him, but the rest of the band. Stuart Thayer is from Laval, so a lot of folks know him on the piano. And Mark Grunenfelder is from the Blanchardville area. And Eric, of course, you know, he's just such a good all-around guy and an excellent musician, and really honored to play with him.
So tell us a little bit about the playlist. What can we expect when we see you in the concert coming up on Sunday?
You're cutting out. I can't quite hear you.
Can you tell us what to expect in terms of the songs that you'll be playing on Sunday?
Oh, sure. Well, we're going to have a mix of not just Christmas music. We'll have country music as well. And that gives it a nice all-around show. and it kind of shows off the talents of the band. I'll sing, they'll sing, and it just makes a nice rounded show.
Awesome. And you mentioned you took a little time off there. Is it good to be back on stage performing again?
Well, I've been doing a little bit of traveling, kind of staying in the area doing my outdoor concerts. But we have been traveling a little bit more, maybe doing a couple fairs or outdoor festivals. And the theaters, we've been doing a couple theaters this year. And so we hope to keep busy enough to love to do it. And that's what we're looking forward to.
I know you released a holiday album, a CD, some years ago, didn't you?
I did. I can't even remember what year it was. It must have been like 2012 or something like that. But yeah, I had a Christmas album, and so at the show, I'll probably give some of those away, by the way. So you just might be one of those lucky ones in the audience.
All right, a bonus there. I know you grew up in a big family. You probably have good, fond memories of singing songs at Christmas time.
Oh, well, it's a funny thing. I come from a family of 10. We grew up on a dairy farm, and I never knew that the country music is what I like, that old country music. But my dad always had that country station that played the old music while we were milking cows, except when my dad would go in to empty the milk in the milk house, my sisters and I would change the channel to rock and roll. And he'd come back out and he'd say, "You girls, you're going to make the cows curdle their milk." And I never knew how much country music, especially the old traditional stuff, was going to be part of my life. And I'm sure glad it is.
It kind of was ingrained in your brain then a little bit when you grew up with it, wasn't it?
It must have been.
Oh, my goodness. So you have a lot of people that faithfully follow you and things like that. And I know there's been good response to your show here in Richland Center. And so you're looking forward to seeing a lot of old friends here again, I'm sure, aren't you?
Oh, that is what has been a highlight for me. And I know the band as well is, you know, we took a few years off. And when we do a show now, we see people we haven't seen for a few years. And it just... it warms your heart. You're not just fans, they're friends, and I just really enjoy that.
People like to get up and dance a little bit, and I know the auditorium doesn't really have the dance floor, but you don't care if they dance in the aisles, do you?
You bet. You bet. They can dance anytime they want.
I know you've been doing a few shows through the years. You like to honor veterans during your shows, don't you?
Yes. Yep, we do. My own daughter was a veteran, and she served 3 tours of duty and 2 of them overseas, and she has 2 Purple Hearts. And anyway, real proud of her. And it just kind of was an eye-opener for myself just to feel more patriotic and support our veterans. And so the age group that we have, we certainly do have a lot of veterans that come to the shows, and we like to honor them.
We're told that Elvis will be there on Sunday. Is that true?
Oh, man, you are in for a treat, who's ever there. If you follow this little guy around, Elvis, Leroy Elvis Peterson is his name, and he's from Kendall, Wisconsin. I've been working with him since he was probably 13 or 14 that I'd have him as a special guest, and here he's, I think, 25 or 26 now, and he's sounding better than ever. And if you close your eyes, he sounds like Elvis or Johnny Cash, and he's just got a pretty unique stage presence, and we really enjoy working with him. He's got quite a following.
That's awesome. Are you setting goals for the new year in 2025, what you'd like to be doing or playing or recording?
Yep. For the next year, we're going to do, like I said, some outdoor concerts over by the Blanchardville area on our farm, and we have maybe a couple of Christmas shows that we'll do, and just kind of traveling around where people want you and where they come around to follow you, and just enjoying the music for sure.
Awesome. Well, I know that a lot of people are looking forward to seeing you here in Richland Center at the show on Sunday. Anything else you'd like to add today, Maggie?
Other than I can't wait to perform these shows, these songs, and just seeing the people sing along and having a great time to some great toe-tapping music, and really looking forward to being back in Richland Center.
It'll be great to see you again. Thanks for joining us, Maggie.
Hey, thank you so much.
Maggie May joining us by phone here live on the morning show. In the studio today, we have Mick and Robin Cosgrove. Mick, always good to hear from Maggie, and I think you're getting a good response initially to the show, aren't you?
We really are, Phil. Thank you for hosting us here today. We've got people coming from all over southwest Wisconsin. It was just looking at it earlier here, and it's just amazing to me the following that she has and the excitement. As I was driving down here, I get an email every time someone purchased tickets and can see where they're coming from. And a couple tickets were bought just between the office and down here. But we've got people coming from Prairie du Chien, Bellevue, Iowa, Holman, Wisconsin, Black River Falls, Mauston, Toma, Janesville, Kendall, Madison, Reedsburg, Baraboo. I mean, she really draws from a large area. And so we're excited about that. And we're hoping to not only have an enjoyable afternoon with Maggie May, but also showcase the project that we have there at the auditorium. And been giving a lot of thought to and wanting to make sure that we highlight the Rotary lights, encourage people that are coming from out of town, go grab a bite to eat and take in the lights while you're here, and really help the whole area as a result of this concert. So
sure, make a day of it, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it'll be a great opportunity. We know Maggie's going to bring an amazing show and entertainment that way, and there'll be an intermission in the middle between the show. She'll have a two-hour show with an intermission in the middle. And so it will make an afternoon. It would be very easy, you know, if we had done 4:30-ish, whatever, to go grab something and take in those lights. So,
will you have refreshments at intermission, Mick?
Yes, we will, and we'll expand it. It's our traditional, you know, soda, water, beer, and wine, but we're also going to have holiday treats, cookies, and apple cider, so that kind of address people of all ages, but also the kind of the festive traditional things that you might expect around the holidays.
Are you baking cookies, Robin?
I am not.
Oh, you're not? Okay.
No.
Thankful
no, we
Christies.
Have someone on the board that is taking care of that for us.
Oh, that's awesome. So you're looking forward to it this weekend. It looks like, as I mentioned to Mick, you're getting as good a response to Maggie May as you have for any of the shows this year, aren't you?
Yes, I believe so. And I believe it was because of her first concert when she was here a few years ago. I was working that concert. And something very special about Maggie is that she... giving a concert from the stage, she makes you feel like you're right in her living room. And she sees people. She notices people. One thing I'm excited about is that she's coming on Saturday just to... their team decorates the stage in holiday fair. So I'm very excited to see what someone's point of view of that stage decorated with their items would look like. So anyone who would be curious about that, come for the concert, but enjoy what Maggie's going to do to transform that stage into a Christmas scene. And the other thing that Maggie did when she was here the last time, excuse me, there was I remember a gentleman rushing to come into the concert, and he fell and hurt himself. He had to be taken to the hospital to get a few stitches. And he was gone the whole show. He came right as the last people were leaving the building, and he was so disappointed. The thing Maggie did is she set him down on the bottom stairs of that front door of the auditorium, on those big marble stairs, and she sang him like a 3 or 4 song concert just for him. I thought, man, that's a deep soul that does something like that.
That's above and beyond, isn't it?
It is.
Wow.
It is.
It will be interesting to see how she decorates the stage. And again, that's kind of going above and beyond to come here a day early to do that, isn't it?
It totally is. It totally is, which just tells you about the depth and width of this woman and her capacity to love and care for people. And she enjoys what she does.
Yeah, she does. And I think you hit it on the head, stage presence. That's something that she really has, isn't it?
She does. And when she was here before, she brought just a skeleton of her band. It was maybe 2 or 3 pieces and her. But she filled that place. It was a beautiful experience. And I'm excited to see her come again.
She has the full band, doesn't she, Mick, this weekend?
Yeah, this will be the full band. The Sawmill Creek Band will be there. And then with the special guests, Leroy Elvis Peterson, that she spoke about a few minutes ago, he'll be joining as well. So it'll be a full sound. It'll be an amazing sound. And it'll be, I think, a very rich time as people reminisce memories, but also make a new memory for the Christmas holiday.
I think it's a show similar to what you might have seen years ago. I mean, it's kind of a little bit of a throwback show, isn't it, Meg?
It is. It really is. And I've seen pictures of how she does the stage, and it really is. I mean, it's like a winter wonderland that you walk into. So it's a visual as well as audio experience. And I think you're right. It's going to take us back to maybe some childhood memories for some, or for sure memories of the past and how things once were. So,
how can people get tickets, Robin?
I have no clue.
Oh, you don't have any clue? You just asked Mick, you know, right?
So the
that was the most honest answer we've had in a long time on the morning show.
Back to you, Mick.
All right. So you can go to, locally, we have them at Christie's, Sunnyside Bakery, Napa Auto Parts, Mayor Price Financial Offices. You can go online to eventbrite.com and then search Maggie May and the date, or you can put in Richland County Performing Arts and it'll come up. And then those tickets you just print, or you take them to your phone and just present them at the door. We'll also have them at the door, and we've had people calling in. We have a phone number, which happens to be my number, on the literature and the posters and so on. And we've had people calling, and I can take orders and process them that way as well. So plenty of ways to get tickets. Tickets still available. We'll have them at the door as well. The doors will open at 1, and it's festival seating or general seating, so there's not assigned seats. So the show starts at 2. So people are... I'm getting calls almost every day, you know, about how early can we get in to get us a good seat. So, I mean, people are anticipating getting here early to do that. So we're happy about that.
There's not a bad seat in the house, though, is there?
Right.
No.
One more thing that I'd like to add. The first concert, I think there were places, Pine Valley, Our House, brought busloads of people. And I believe you can get group rates for those facilities to bring their people. And also, we had a lot of walkers, like people mm-hmm. assisted with walkers. We have walker parking, and we have a tag system that we will be able to make sure you get your walker back, because they don't make walkers in lots of different colors. They're usually
right
black. Maybe something else out there too, but I just want people to feel not concerned about anything and for any reason not to come. We have wheelchair accessibility. We have the walker accessibility with the new elevator in the building. I don't know how many people know that that is open and usable, and it's a wonderful, beautiful facility to come in and out of now. So we can facilitate everyone. So please come.
Where do you go to get on the elevator?
The parking lot side of the building,
uh-huh.
There's a beautiful entrance there, and that's where you come into that entryway, and the elevator's just to the right there.
Perfect. Yeah, nice. And again, walker parking, I had not thought of that before, but you've got a designated area.
We do.
That'll
and
take
we have a system.
The worry out of somebody's mind then.
Absolutely.
Right? It's kind of funny, that last concert was, when she was here, we had about 40 of those walkers in when we seated everybody and then took their walker out to the mezzanine. And then when the show was over, we said, we'll get your walker. What color was it? Blue. Well, you're out there and there's like 6 or 7 blue ones. So we now have a tag system to guarantee that we have your walker back if you show up with a walker. So
perfect.
Hank will be happy about that, I'm
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, he will. Yeah, Hank he uses a walker sometimes. So that's awesome. Anything else you'd like to add about the show Sunday, Mick?
Just to mention the sponsors, you know, we
sure.
couldn't do these shows. Our goal is always to try to come into the show and have as much of the show covered so that the funds raised go into the building renovation. And so Jones Chevrolet, Miller Electric, Richland Electric Co-op, Capital Wealth Advisor Group, Napa Auto of Richland Center in Boscobel, Christie's Sunnyside, The Shopping News is sponsoring this year. Of course, WRCO is a partner. Heartland Christmas Trees, The Richland Observer. And then other regular sponsors that I like to mention is Metco, Robin's Nest, Schreiber Foods is a very good partner, Added Touch, People's Community Bank, Walsh Ace, Community First Bank, Pratt Funeral Home, and Richland County Bank, and then WCCU. And these are the core of what allow us to bring this kind of quality of acts to the Richland Center Auditorium. And so our heartfelt gratitude, especially during this season of of giving, that these people have seen the value that we can bring to the community by offering quality, talented musical and productions at the auditorium.
Obviously, your last concert of the year, Mick. Are there big plans for 2025?
Yes, we're actually working on it. We're hoping that by the spring, first part, meaning like January, early February, we'll have the year mapped out. And then we're working on packages where people can become a member and pick, with a membership, they pick X amount of shows. And so we're talking about maybe, I think we have a comedian coming early in the year, which... and that's not going to be Paul Knorr. It'll be someone else from out of town. But
he can open up. Maybe.
Yeah, he's our opener. Paul's great to have on our board. So, thank you.
That would be interesting. And I guess you get probably calls from time to time, don't you, Robin, as far as wondering what the next show would be and
yes.
what you're going to bring in?
Yes, we do. And I was just thinking about this, that we would love to normalize people getting out of their homes and doing porch sitting, walking and strolling downtown again, going to some of these concerts, getting away from TV and technology, and relating to each other again. And our board, we have a brand new board. I just came on the board. These people they're active and motivated and a lot of fun to work with. And we're getting a lot of things done. So if anyone would just love to see what we're doing inside as far as cleanup, repairs, reach out to one of us on the board and let us know. We'll just take you in, show you what's going on inside and how we're moving forward with the plans. It's not just sitting as an empty building. There's life going on in that building with the union in the basement. And then the business upstairs, and then the concerts and the other things that we're going to be doing in there. Also, it's a venue for wedding showers. A wedding could be held in there. Any kind of celebration can be held in that building. So we would encourage people to reach out to us, come and take a look. I'd like to also mention the board.
Sure, go ahead.
All right, we have Dwayne. Dwayne Welty is our president this year, and his wife Shirley is also on the board. Kent Adsett, Wannabe Kenny Wannabe, or whatever they call him.
Yeah, the baker
the
man.
The baker man. He's our vice president. I'm secretary, and my lovely husband is treasurer. Andrew Sharp is on the board. Paul and Roseanne Noer, Dave Roberts, Bob Frank, and Ken Nitka is our technical advisor. So we have a great group of people who are helping to advance the cause of restoring that beautiful historic building downtown.
And you made a lot of progress. You mentioned the elevator. That's something that was just a few years ago unheard of, right, Mick?
Yeah, exactly. That was something that we had designed when we first started the very first pieces of renovation, and it was always a hopeful standalone. And through the work of the Richland County Economic Development, the Richland County Board, we were able to get a grant. We had to raise some additional money, and we were able to do that through generosity of the Woodman Foundation and other families in the community. And that's become a reality. And I just, at the last show we had, which was the Veterans Show, I saw two people that haven't missed a show since we got that elevator in. And so, and I talked to one of them, and he's like, keep doing these. These are great. And part of that was he was reminiscing as I talked to him about things that he had seen there in the past, shows years ago when the Chieftones and I think he mentioned the Oak Ridge Boys and some of that early on, things that happened in that building, Bobby G. Rice and some of the local people that came and visited as well. So I think it's really been a tool. When the upstairs was renovated in 2013, we had beautiful handicap restrooms put in, but we couldn't get the handicap up there. Are those with physical impairments. And so now that elevator takes them right, I mean, they literally get off and it's right around the corner. And so it's really opened the ability for everyone to have accessibility to what's happening in the building.
What is the seating capacity now for the auditorium?
Right now, the total seating with the upstairs is 756. There's just under 500 on the main floor. When we get done, that's going to drop down to around 600 or just below, because we're going to widen the seats in all directions. The aisles will be long. I mean, the people must have been shorter back in 1912, because even for me, and I'm not exactly tall, it's tight when you're sitting in there. And so we recognize that, and we hear that from a lot of people. And that's our focus, but it's kind of like that's kind of the icing, the frosting. We have to get all the other things, and many things have been done. We've done the electrical's all been renovated. We brought in the sprinkler system, the handicap restrooms, the elevator. There's just the roof, heating and air conditioning pieces, and there's so many things that aren't necessarily street pretty that you just don't see, but had to be done, the nuts and bolts, the structural part. And we're getting beyond that now to where the things that we're addressing are going to be very visual and also make a difference in comfort for those attending.
So seats might be the next big project then?
It's on the radar. A couple people on the board have really focused in on that, and that is, and they will become very comfortable. So the two big pieces that we're looking at is the windows and doors, which finishes the last of the envelope, the tuck pointing, and then because those windows are like single pane, and then the seats. And that's really, we know that it's a big thing and we want to make it as comfortable. We have cushions that different businesses, Metco sponsored some, new ones that are very thick and comfortable that you can put in the, and then Seats Incorporated have furnished about 1,000 of seat cushions. So we're trying to make it as comfortable as we can as we work towards that final step of getting those new seats in.
Pretty safe to say, had this not moved forward, that building would be in pretty sorry shape, wouldn't it?
Oh, yes, for sure. And I think that's the big thing, is historically and just the cultural piece that it can bring to the community and the opportunities for people. You know, I stand sometimes and just look at the pictures of the standing room only, and then you read some of the playbills that we found in the walls where this play was here and it performed for 7 million people in London. And the quality of the shows, we were about halfway between Chicago and Minneapolis, and we were new, a new theater. We had more dressing rooms than some of the Milwaukee playhouses. The opportunities that the people had back then are phenomenal when they look back at, you know, the people that were there. And of course, we had, you know, they had everybody from Liberace. Houdini performed there. In fact, we're still looking for him. He did such a great job. He disappeared.
He might be there. So. Keep looking in the walls. You might find him. So, oh, that's interesting. And the website, too, is very interesting, Robin. There are some really good retro pictures on there, too, aren't there?
That's wonderful. We have someone apparently taking really good care of that website now. That is one of the biggest deals, I think, probably in any group, club, board, is having someone to do the technology for the website design and for the upkeep. And who's doing that for us, Mick?
We're in the process of actually changing that, so okay. To be continued.
Stay tuned.
Like I said, I'm new to the board, so there are things that I'm still learning.
There's a picture on the website, though, of this looking out at the stage. Someone took a picture of the seats. And the, you know, I mean, and it really hasn't changed all that much since when it was built, has it?
I don't think that part has changed a bit.
No.
New dust on the old thing.
That's it.
But yes, it's just awesome to stand there and think about what happened in those walls and who came through those doors that we may never know about. But the awesome responsibility of having that handed into our hands now to be faithful with, taking care of it, stewarding it, and making it a treasured place for generations to come. I think there's a lot of good things that can happen in that building still for the next 100 years.
With the design, too, it's amazing, Mick, how good the sound is in that building, isn't it?
It really is. The acoustics, you know, I often mention that, you know, today we have the computerization and the testing abilities and all the technology that they can acoustically tune a room. Back then, it's plaster, and it's there's one spot you can stand in the middle of the lower part of the auditorium and talk, and everybody in the auditorium in a normal voice, and you can hear perfectly upstairs or wherever. It's just, it amazes me, and I still don't totally understand how with the hard walls that is possible.
Now we have amplifiers, and you know, back in the day, they just had to talk loud, didn't they?
Yes, exactly, and so I think they did a great job, and I'm just so thankful that it didn't become a parking lot. You know, that the building that we're able or in the process of making it whole again, and it's got good bones. It's a solid building, and it's so much history and richness for this community there.
As the song says, they didn't pave paradise and put up a parking lot.
Yes,
so
there you go.
Worked out all right. We'll be back with more about the upcoming show. Richland County Performing Arts Council, Maggie May, coming up on Sunday in the Sawmill Creek Band. We'll have more on the morning show in just a moment.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over 1 million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At the Creative Outlet, we carry resale clothing for the whole family.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Ladies, what are you getting for the men in your life for Christmas? This is Jamie at J.G. Welsh Jewelers in Richland Center. We now have more men's jewelry than ever. My favorite, Glock watches. The name says it all. Quality. Your man will understand when he hears the word Glock. Or maybe your guy wants to wear an American flag dog tag necklace. We have lots of options. We can even personalize it with his nickname or whatever. Maybe your man is a gold stacker and would appreciate one of our estate gold pocket watches. J.G. Welsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center, your new go-to store for guy gifts.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
We're on the air today talking about the upcoming events sponsored by Richland County Performing Arts Council. We're going to switch gears just a little bit because it is the season for the Making a Difference Awards in our community, which will be handed out again early in 2025. Mick, you're looking for people to nominate. That's the big push right now, isn't it?
It really is, Phil. That's probably the most difficult part about running the Making a Difference Awards is getting the nominations. And I mention it often that people come up during the year and say, you should have given this award to so-and-so, or they did this, my response is always, did you nominate him? Well, no. That's how we know about these people. It's impossible for the selection committee to go out and find, actually recruit. What we count on is the community coming up forth and telling us, who's really making a difference in the lives of people in the greater Richland County area? And that was the whole kind of concept of starting these awards, was the people that we want to hear about are the ones that aren't doing it for the recognition. They're the ones that really deserve it. And often it always comes through, but we always encourage people, please nominate them so that we have the ability to honor them.
Indeed. Well, could you go over the categories, Mick?
We sure can. So this year, a new category, I'll come back to that. So the business of the year, this is a business that has a deep impact on the community through its work, its employee impact, its volunteerism, leadership to create growth, and a true sense of community. Then there's the Outstanding Organization Award, which is either formal or informal, but again, an organization that has, through its vision, volunteerism, its leadership, create caring and compassionate community. The Civic Leadership Award, that's for an employee of the city, county, state, government, school, etc. And it's to honor someone who's gone above and beyond the call. We have the Nonprofit of the Year, and there are so many nonprofit organizations that are doing wonderful things and making this a better place to live, and they deserve to be recognized, and we want to do that. Best Face Forward Award is presented to a business or commercial property where the owner has taken and improved the appearance of the building or the property. Community stewardship is kind of the crown jewel. It's an individual or a couple who has truly made a difference in the community. Thinking of the word stewardship, they provide inspiration, vision, touching the lives of Richland County residents. And it could be, it basically embodies the responsible planning and management of the resources of the community. The Emergency Responder Award, we have EMTs, first responder, firefighters, and law enforcement. And again, just making a recognition. And that's kind of where I first got the idea to do these awards was I attended Vernon County's recognition. I had a son-in-law who got a law enforcement officer of the year. And I thought, why aren't we doing this at home? So that's there. The Educator of the Year. This is for a teacher or someone that's involved in caring for our students and excelling in not only the knowledge of their subject matter, but the passion that they bring to teaching. Medical Hero, our healthcare professional, and this was one that it's people who work in the medical field, but doesn't have to be a doctor, a nurse, or a CNA. It could be anyone involved. It might be the janitor or someone in a support role making healthcare, quality healthcare available. And then a few years ago, we added the Up and Coming Youth Award, and we've had some phenomenal winners over the last couple of years. And this is it's relatively new, it's meant to recognize someone that's 18 or under who's making a difference in the community, in their school, putting others in front of themselves, and it's demonstrated by the example of their efforts. And then this year, we added a new category. We've honored the Business of the Year since the very beginning, but we're going to add Employee of the Year. And this is meant for just your everyday Joe that shows up, has an impact on the outcome of that organization or the business, and exemplifies the ethics, integrity, and consistency and quality of work, but just makes the other's job easier because they do their job and with the attitude that's appropriate. So,
I'm guessing there are people out there. I mean, probably we could come up with 100 names, you know, right off the top of our head of people.
Yeah,
that make
and
difference.
I can do that. I can sit down and list, but it's we want to hear from those that are really out there. That, and there's been that over the years. There's been people, and it's like, wow, I never thought of them. And there's the ones that, and not saying the ones that we do see that we hear a lot about don't deserve it, but oftentimes it's those quiet ones that are in the background that really have significant impact that we. We want to draw that out. And the other part of this, I think, is not only just to say thank you, but also to demonstrate to our young and up-and-coming young people that this is what it's about. When you give back to a community, living in a community isn't just about taking. It's about giving back in some way, finding your passion, finding a way to give, and then that people actually do recognize and see those efforts. And I think that's a good message to communicate to the next generations.
None of them do it for the honor or the glory, that's for sure.
No. Yeah. In fact, that's always when we call to congratulate and tell them they've been selected. Oftentimes it's like, oh, there's got to be somebody more deserving than me. I mean, those are the kinds of comments. And we've actually had to twist arms in some cases to say, no, this is meant for you, and this is why, and please, you know, accept this. And once in a while we get someone, there's been a couple that just flat out will not accept the award, and so we have to go to the back to the selection committee and say, give us another name. So
basically you need more names, Mick.
Yes, we need names. And you can do that. You can nominate by going to southwestpartners.org website. There's a link on there that you just click and it opens up an email that comes directly to us. You can drop them off at our office at 1313 West Seminary Street, the Ameriprise office, which is just where I happen to hang out during the day. Or you can mail them to us at Southwest Partners, P.O. Box 651, Richland Center. And we've been getting a few in, but we want to hear more from the community, please.
Is there a lot to fill out? Do you have to know a lot about that person to fill it out?
Not necessarily, but we want more than just, I nominate this person for this award. We need to hear a little bit about, the selection committee, I think, sometimes scratch their head because we need enough for them to say, yes, this really is someone that's making a difference. So we don't need a novel or anything, but we need a few paragraphs to really highlight exactly how they're making a difference to make that process for the selection committee better, or work better.
What is the deadline to get those in?
December 31st is the deadline. The banquet was held in January 26th this year at the Phoenix Center Banquet Hall. And we have to give the judges time and then, of course, time to notify the winners so that they can then notify family or friends and allow them to make plans to attend. So.
And you sell advance tickets for the thing as well, right?
Yes, we do. Yes. And so that makes a big difference. So it's something that we have to give a couple of weeks in that process. So we're encouraging everyone to have nominations in by December 31st. We open them on November 30th. We've been getting a few trickling in. But please take time to just sit down with a cup of coffee and start thinking about the people that have made a difference in the past year in your life.
Indeed. So that's going to be something special, always something special in the community. And I think January and February sometimes can be a little bit dark months and things like that. Those are some good news stories we can share.
Yes, it is. And it's a great time to, just to get together and gather around each other. And it's usually well attended, 100 to 200 people, I think, at the most we've had, but typically around 125 to 150. And it's a great evening of just celebrating people.
So that's coming up at the end of the year. So let's switch gears back to Maggie May. Some other things that you'd like to add, maybe that we didn't talk about, Robin, when you talk about the concert this Sunday.
Well, as a listener, I'm a little confused about when this year's banquet is.
Oh.
I heard January 26th, and I heard the end of the year. What is the date for
nominations are due December 31st.
December 31st, and the banquet is
January 26th at the
2025.
Uh-huh.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Pardon me, what was your question?
It's good that you brought your wife with you, because June would do the same thing.
Keeps me in line.
Critique you a little bit there.
Well, if I'm confused, someone else might be confused about what they've
heard. Good point, Robin. Oh, thanks for pointing that out.
Yes.
I'm never alone in what I'm doing or thinking.
Oh, I'm so glad he brought you today. He might not be, but... anything else you'd like to add about the concert coming up on Sunday?
Just come. It doesn't matter what you wear, what you look like. If you don't want to wash your hair, don't. Just be you and come and join other people in the community. Enjoy a Christmas celebration together as a community. That's the part I love. And we'll have other people that are outside the area that will feel the love that we have here in this community. And it just starts to spread. That's what I'm all about.
Oh, it's so nice to see something going on downtown.
Yes,
right?
It is. And even the local people, Mick encouraged people coming from out of town to go eat something and then go see the lights. Anyone that goes to that concert, all of us should be going to those Christmas lights and at the Rotary or at the park. What a wonderful thing that is for our community that we have that. It's a bright spot in more ways than one in our community. So yes, go out and plan to eat something and then go to the Rotary lights and drive around the community. Look at our lights. I can't believe how many lights there are on houses this year. A lot of lights. So please come out and hang out together for a few hours.
There could be some snow on the ground that day, too.
You think?
That's worth their leaning towards. But the lights look even a little bit more spectacular
when
there's a little snow out there. I have to admit that.
Yes, they do.
What's been the best attended concert so far that you put on this year, Mick?
For this year, I think would have been the spring concert when we had we had the Symphony on the Rocks. They brought that back. Mm-hmm. Moving forward, what we're really trying to do is, and this is John, where I was just going to say, if you've heard Maggie, you know what you're in for. If you've not heard Maggie, please come and find out, and you'll become a fan. But we're trying to shake up the genre and really make something happen. Our goal for 2025 is to have something every month in the auditorium that people can attend and something different. So we're going to the comedy night. We've had a blues. We've had patriotic. We've had the country. We've had the classic rock with the Symphony on the Rocks. Just trying to really find so that everyone can find something that they enjoy and a reason to come out and enjoy that facility.
I heard the Jimmys put on a really good show for
They really are. That was, I'd never heard them until that the evening here, and so they are very, very good. And they were leaving from here to go on tour in Florida, I think. So had their bus out there, and so these are acts that you don't get to go. You don't have to travel. Tickets are reasonable compared to if you went to the big city to any kind of a show. And I think the quality is every bit as good. And so come on down if you haven't seen the auditorium lately. See what we're doing. Make a Christmas memory. Come see Maggie May.
Meet the board.
It's not cheap to bring these acts in either, and that's where your sponsors come into play.
It really is. That we couldn't do it without the sponsors, not and really make any headway towards, you know, renovation. So that's a big piece of the puzzle. We're constantly working to find grants and other pieces that we can partner with, but it's the local support. And I think when you see these businesses that are sponsoring and helping to bring these acts, I just encourage you, number one, do business with them, because these are the people, you know, skip the online and the going to the big city and patronize the locals. And then second, say thank you and let them know that people do recognize that what they're doing to make things happen in the community.
What time do doors open on Monday? Or on Sunday. Not Monday, Sunday.
If you come Monday, it'll be too late.
It'll be late.
Sunday, they open at 1 o'clock, and the show will start at 2. So, and it's, again, general seating, so your ticket doesn't guarantee a specific seat. It guarantees a seat, but it'll be first come, first serve as far as who gets where.
Not a bad seat in the house, though.
That is so true, yeah. And that is something that should be highlighted, because you really can hear and see. It's just a well-designed historic piece of our past. So,
and if I'm going, I sometimes prefer the balcony seat.
A lot of people do.
Yeah.
We find that, and I don't think the acoustics change a lot either, as far as from up there down below. So it's plenty of choices. So just come and get there as early as you can if you want to get down in the front. I think otherwise you'll have a good seat and you'll enjoy an amazing concert.
Indeed. Again, local outlets, Christie Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and Ameriprise right in Richland Center, right at the auditorium. Thanks for what you do, you guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Phil.
We appreciate it.
It was fun. Thank you.
Maggie May coming up on Sunday. Thanks for joining us for the morning show.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We understand the loss of a loved one is a complicated and very stressful time for surviving family members. We pride ourselves on making final arrangements convenient and stress-free. Our services and memorial facilities have been designed with your family's comfort and convenience in mind. We are equipped to meet all of your requests, allowing you time to connect with family and friends while celebrating and reflecting on your loved one's life. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service's dedicated funeral directors and staff are here for you.
It's crunch time at A&W. Our double barbecue bacon crunch burgers are made with a tangy sauce, smoky bacon, and crispy fried onions. And believe us, it tastes even better than it sounds. Try one today, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call now.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
This holiday season, the Richland Locker invites everyone to come home. Inside, you'll find the finest selection of hams, savory snacks, hearty sausages, and a wide array of favorite beverages. In-store specials are waiting to make every celebration unforgettable. Step into their holiday section, where tradition meets taste, and create memories that last a lifetime. Richland Locker, bringing the flavors of the season to Richland Center and beyond.
Are you craving something delicious? Head to Quail Run, where flavor takes the spotlight. Sink your teeth into our dill pickle burger. Loaded with cheese, tangy dill pickle ranch, and served with a side of crispy deep-fried pickle chips. It's delicious. Got a sweet tooth? Treat yourself to our dark chocolate peppermint cheesecake, a holiday delight that will leave you smiling. Quail Run is closed Mondays and Tuesdays, but we're open at 11 a.m. the rest of the week. Come hungry, leave happy.
A big thank you to Mick and Robin Cosgrove for being our guests on the first part of the morning show, and then Maggie May by phone, too. It was good to hook up with her again. We hadn't talked to her on the program for a while, probably pre-COVID, I would say, the last time that she was on, talking about a show in the area. Later on this week, we'll be talking about what's going on at Eagle School this semester, and also later on Friday, in fact, Richland Center Administrator Steve Board will be in talking about the Richland School District. So we have guests and friends, and we also want to put in a plug for the Riverdale cast. They'll be in the Riverdale High School. They've been doing this for a number of years, putting on a holiday radio play live in the studio, and that is coming up next Wednesday, the 18th. So Director Simonson and company will be in here with some special holiday play acting, so we look forward to that. We're going to cap off the show with a little tune from Maggie May for the season.
Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming. Oh, Christmas time's coming, and I know I'm going home. Hearts calling, tall pines humming. Oh, Christmas time's coming. Oh, can't you hear them bells ring-a-ling in joy to all? Hear them singing when it's snowing. I'll be going back to my country home. Oh, Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, and I know I'm going home. Yearning for the folks at home when Christmas time's coming. Oh, can't you hear them bells ring-a-ling in joy to all? Hear them singing when it's snowing. I'll be going back to my country home. Oh, Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, and I know I'm going home. Where the wind blows, can't walk around.
I know I'm going home. Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, and I know I'm going home.
Listen for your chance to win a ticket to see Maggie May in Richland Center at the Richland Center City Auditorium coming up next hour.
Hi, it's Carl, wishing you a very Merry Christmas. Here's to good times, great company, and safe travels from all of us here at Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists.
Rockwell Automation at Richland Center would like you to know that if you are a part of a nonprofit organization or 501(c) and have opportunities for Rockwell employees to partake in, please let them know. The team is looking for volunteering and donation opportunities within the surrounding communities. If you would like to partner with them or have any questions, please call 608-647-9400. They look forward to extending their community involvement. Rockwell Automation, ingrained in the community, dedicated to making a difference.
Hey, Coach Johnson here, and I'm here to share with you some great news. I've been doing health coaching for nearly 4 years now, and I have to tell you, the company I work with has the best deal of the year, and I would even say it's been the best since I've been with them. So contact Coach Johnson at 604-7751 or direct message me on Facebook. The offer ends December 15th, so reach out today. And in light of the holiday spirit, I will personally add to the discount as a Christmas bonus gift. Remember, deal ends December 15th, and you can reach me at 608-604-7751 or find me, Jamie Johnson, on Facebook.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A customer at a McDonald's restaurant in Altoona, Pennsylvania, getting the credit for tipping police off to the man believed to have been responsible for the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. He headed up one of the country's largest health insurance companies. New York City Police Commissioner Deshika Tisch says she is not sure when 26-year-old Luigi Mangione will be extradited to New York.
We don't know exactly what the timing is. We'll see how the extradition hearing goes. But I am just so proud of the work of the New York City Police Department over the past week.
Mangione had written a 3-page document expressing frustration with the U.S. healthcare system. Thousands gathering at the doors of the notorious Adnaya prison just outside Damascus looking for loved ones in Syria taken there, presumably tortured.